Oh, hi, Iman. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you.
Yes, thanks for calling me back.
Of course, no problem. I'm surprised that Raja didn't tell you about this program because you guys have been with us for 10 years. It's a long time.
Yes, Tina. However, when he originally signed up with this program, he was not under the assumption that it was ongoing for 10 years, and it's been sliding through on a credit card that the business opened 10-plus years ago. So, it's not really that funny when you have $150 each month when I was pulling back the accounts that have been accumulating on this credit card that we didn't know about. It was just being automatically paid. But when I pulled all of our accounts and stuff and I was kind of doing a regroup of everything, I was like, wait a minute. And he was like, that wasn't ongoing. And I'm like, well, it is ongoing because it's been ongoing for quite some time. So,
absolutely.
It's really not that funny.
Yeah, I understand. I wasn't trying to make light of it, but I do know that when he signed up with us, back on February
25th. Were you there 10 years ago?
No, but we actually send terms and conditions and have him acknowledge it with his e-signature. So it has his name and your IP address.
Where is that?
I can resend it to you, but he did agree to an automatic renewal of $149 each month on the 10th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel it. Okay.
When was that sent out?
That was back in 2015, and it has his IP address and his e-signature on it. So there's no way we would have your IP address unless he went in from your location and actually acknowledged it. You know what I mean? But I can send that to you. But I want to kind of backtrack because you said, oh, cancel whatever this is that you're doing. So I want to kind of let you know that what we've done for VA Pawn Shop over the years is we've...
I heard it.
Yes. Yes, yes. So,
but you also mentioned something too, which, you said he's been, handling the platform. If you look at the platform, you'll see that there's been no activity from our end. So,
what do you mean?
The platform that you said he's been handling. In your message?
I don't know what platform you're talking about. I'm not sure what that, maybe, yeah, if you listen to the message again, there's maybe a different wording or something that I use, but I'm not sure what the platform is.
The dashboard.
Yes, yes. So the dashboard is the client interface where you can go on and you can see the results that you're getting in real time. So for instance, Google will track what's called an impression and what's called an action, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I understand what a dashboard is and what it entails. What I'm saying to you is that you can go in, and if you can see where the IP address had come from, you can also see that the dashboard has not been active and nobody's been on it, correct?
Oh, I don't see if someone's accessed the dashboard or not. All we do is we put the
client results. I'm sure y'all do have access to that. But
I've been here for almost, 14 years, and I've never seen that we have like a timestamp of people going on the dashboard or not. But we do send you the email with the credentials so that you could log in. So if you choose to log in and look at results, you can. Some people don't choose to log in and look at them, but I want to let you know that just in the last 30 days, and I'll take a screenshot of this and send it to you in an email, your pawn shop has been found on the first page of Google 2,426 times, and you've had 277 Google actions, which include 133 clicks to call you from the first page, 73 clicks to your website, and 71 clicks for driving directions. So, and that's what I meant by, like, if this account ever were to cancel, it would dramatically affect your business because once you slip off the first page.
Sweetheart, Mm-hmm. Most of the people that come into the pawn shop are, yes, some are coming from the internet, but 90% of the people are not coming from Google. And our business has gone down drastically. And 90% of the people, when they come in, we ask if they're first time customers, which a lot of them are not. Most of them are not. If they are first time customers, when we ask them, we always ask them, you know, where did you hear about us? How did you find us? And 9 times out of 10, it's not Google.
So I would have no reason to lie about that or to create fictitious numbers. You know what I mean? So I don't know what you're insinuating. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
I'm not insinuating that. I'm just saying that, you know, our business has gone, all businesses have gone down, and we're trying to be as cost effective as we can. And if $150 a month is not bringing in enough to warrant that, then, and we didn't even know that this was being paid every month. So that's where I'm going with this. It's not enough to warrant, you know, this type of, you know, payment reoccurring every single month.
Yes. Yes. I understand where you're coming from 100%. So, one thing that I do want to let you know, is that of the keywords that you're coming up for, Google also tracks that. So of the 2,426 times you were found on Google, it says that 1,107, the customer or the potential client typed in pawn shop near me, 593 impressions under pawn shop, 182 pawn shops near me, pawn shop Richmond, 164, pawn shops, 110. So there's 91 keywords that you're coming up for. And that's all I was saying, is that if they were a reoccurring person, they wouldn't be typing in, you know, pawn shop near me or something. You know, usually those are new customers that are looking for you. In addition to that, every time somebody fills out the contact form on the website, we send you an email, and he had the SMS messaging blocked, but if it wasn't blocked, it would have been triggering a text message to you each time. So the most recent lead came in from Russell Demarest. He put his address, 2813 Lamrick Road, June 3rd. I'm looking for a medium frame mountain bike. Gail Chisholm, 520 Ludrow Road. Do you have any Dimebag Darbell guitars? Have no idea what that is. But Timothy, I'm wondering if you test gold. Dwayne H. Neely, I'm looking for an engagement ring for $1,000. So if you look at your Google listing and you see the website that's attached to it, I believe
we don't have a website.
Well, yeah, that's where you're getting these leads from. So the website that we built for you 10 years ago is pawnshoprichmond.com, which is why you're highly ranking in Richmond, right? Because it has your location. I'm going to send it to you also on a text message so that you can see it. And then I'll also screenshot the leads, because on this website, there's a contact form. So most people, when they see the site, they're not even going to get to that contact form, because they're going to, you know, click for driving directions and come into the store or pick up the phone and call you. But you can see there's that request information form right at the top. So if somebody fills that out, then you get the lead showing that there's people on, you know, that are trying to contact you. And those have been emailed because he had the SMS feature blocked. So if you wanted to kind of, you know, take over that, you could. And then I could, you know, send the leads towards your number rather than his, you know, because I don't know, you know, why he had disabled that so many years ago. But I can send you a screenshot of these leads so that you can see them. And it might even ring a bell, some of these names. You know what I mean? You might be like, oh, I remember when that person came into the shop, or, you know, whatever. So here, let me send it to you.
What was the email that you have on file?
We have vapawn@outlook.com.
I've never gotten an email from any of those.
Okay, let me look. It could be that, let me see. It could be that when he had the SMS disabled that it disabled the email feature too. Oh no, it's on there. You have a new lead. So if you don't see them in your inbox, check your filtered mail. Sometimes the first mailing goes to the filtered mail because we mail from a very large Gmail server. But usually once you open up one of them, they start coming to your inbox. So he probably never even opened up one, or you never opened up one, and that's why they're still in the filtered mail. But I have the in the outbox that they were sent to that email.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
But let me send you the screenshot of the leads. Just so, I mean, and this is just a small fraction of them, because there's over 500, almost 600 leads. But, you know, if I screenshot it, it's just going to show like the first page of them, but I'll send it to you.
Oh, it's not going to help. I can come to the, and I have right here, I don't see anything.
Okay.
In junk.
Well, again, I would have no reason to fabricate that. If we have, I just want to let you know, if we have a bad email and it bounces back or something, it'll show us on our end that it bounced back. In your case, it's saying sent successfully. So I don't know what's going on with that, but what I would recommend, since you didn't get them, is perhaps we could do a different email or something and then test it, you know, so that the leads actually come through, you know, because these are saying that they are sent successfully. You know what I mean? So I don't know what the hiccup is with that Outlook, but, you know, we could definitely get that fixed if you have a different email.
I just got your email, the copy of the leads. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I just took a screenshot real quick so you could see Russell Demarest, Gail Chisholm, Timothy, all these different people, and you can see the timestamp of them: June 3rd, May 10th, May 9th, May 5th, April 15th, April 7th, March 15th, February 27th. And keep in mind, this is a small fraction of the overall results, because most people don't even get to this form because they've already either called you or they've come into the shop, right? So this is just a rare occurrence if somebody Googles pawn shop near me and they see you and then they can't call you right away because they're at work or they're with family. So then they just type into this form what they need. So,
right. So moving forward, I want to go ahead and cancel it. And we'll reevaluate and kind of figure out what we want to do. And, I very possibly could give you a call back, after we kind of figure this out, but I don't want this money to keep coming out. I want to really figure out what we're going to do and then move forward.
Okay, so then we just have to settle the 149 past due balance, and then we can cancel the account, and you wouldn't have to worry about any further charges.
Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you'll get an email in a couple minutes, too, that it's been canceled, so you don't have to worry about it, but we'll make sure that you get the email since you didn't with these others, you know what I mean? I want to make sure that, but for the new card, is it the 53 Hull Street for the billing address, or did that change?
No, that's correct.
Okay, so then I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
Oh, okay, you want it now. Okay, actually, I have that card with me right now. I actually don't have that card with me now. Can you take a check?
No, we used to do ACH payments, but they discontinued them, so we don't have a way to take a check anymore.
Okay. Is there something online that I can just go back in online and do when
Of course. So, and this is, I'll send you a login to the dashboard. I'm going to have you write it down too, just in case you don't get it. But, since you didn't block SMS messages, you should also get these credentials in a text message. When you log on, it's going to say, your account is in suspension. Click here to reactivate. when you click that button, even though you don't want to reactivate, you just want to pay the past due and cancel, right? But when you click that button, it's going to take you to a page where you can update your billing. And then once you update it, I can see it on this end, and then I can process the cancellation. So in the username and password, I see that the password is blank. And what that means is that Raja, somewhere back in the day, and 10 years ago is a long time, he changed the password. That's why it's blank. So what I'll do is I'm going to auto-generate a temporary password just to give you guys access so you don't have to kind of wonder what it was that he set 10 years ago. And then that will be on this email so that you can get in, and on the text message that you'll get. So give me a second.
That's perfect.
Here. So let's see. Login credentials. I just want to make sure that it generated that new password. Oh, it did. Okay. So when you log on to my.localsplash.com, your username is all lowercase, all one word, and it's just VA Pawn. And the password also is all lowercase, all one word, and it's My Media. Okay? So that's how you'll log on. And then also, once you log on, if you wanted to poke around the dashboard a little bit and look at the different results and stuff that you've received over the years, you can. Now, one thing that I want to just throw out there, it seems like you're pretty set on canceling, and if that's the case, I respect it. But if you wanted to, your website is what we call one of our old splash pages. It's a, you know, something that over the years we now offer, you know, more of a customized web design, and, you know, they charge $2,500 up front to put them together. But for you guys, you're a loyalty client. So if you decide to continue with us, I can upgrade you to one of those nicer websites for free. I wouldn't have to charge you extra. And I'll send you a little text message so you can see kind of, you know, the different designs that are available and whatnot. But also, if you see at the bottom, oh, starting at $2,500, don't worry about that. I can get that included for you. And if you like, rather than, you know, Pawn Shop Richmond or whatever that web address was that I gave you, we could see if vapawn.com is available or something closer to your business name. So 10 years ago, in order to get ranking on Google, you would have to have more of a geo-targeted domain in order to do it. These days, it's not applicable. So if you wanted to get a website with your business name, we could do it. So I'll send you the, you know, like I said, the website designs just so that you could look at them. And then you do have some options when you get on the dashboard, because you'll be able to see the different, you know, interfaces that are available.
Okay. I'll take a peek at that. Thanks.
All right. Sounds, yeah, no problem. So do you think, just so when I circle back to the account to do the cancellation, do you think that you'll get the payment in there today, or when do you think that'll?
I just need to grab the card. It's not with me right now.
Got it. You got it. Okay. So, yeah, you could even reply to one of these text messages. You could be like, hey, Tina, I updated this, and I looked at the dashboard, and I please, you know, move forward with the cancellation, and then I can just automatically do it, you know. But, of course, if you have any questions and you want to discuss anything, or even, you know, get one of those custom websites, just call me, and we'll get you set up on that, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Have a good weekend, too.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.